speaking on this program is Brother Kevin P.
Tonight I want to encourage you to take a songbook, number 196. 196. We're asking, as we look at these songs, are these songs scriptural? Are they songs that we should engage in as we lift our voices up into praise to God? Or are they songs that we ought to maybe rewrite some of the words, terminology, in order to use them and things of that nature? This song is entitled, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. The author was born in 1856 on August the 18th in Wilton, Iowa, and he died September the 14th, 1932, in Hollywood, California. He composed, it's said that he composed between 7,000 and 8,000 songs. This man did a lot of time with a pen composing these songs. And then he was raised as a First Presbyterian. So we have an understanding as we enter into a consideration of the song. His background is in a denomination. He's not a member of the church. Now let me say this. Because an individual is not a member of the church, it doesn't mean that that the song within itself is wrong. You've heard that old adage, even a blind hog will find an acorn every once in a while. Well, we find that to be true with some of the songs that we've looked at that are composed or written by those in denomination. As I look to the title of the song, to begin with, I want to say I entered in with a red flag. But I'm going to say that as I go through and I look at it from a scriptural standpoint, I believe that we have, if we sing it with a right understanding, a song that can be sang. Let me enter in. Verse 1 says, What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Now, from a denominational standpoint, came into my heart. Probably, this individual, as he is writing it, I'm going to guess, would say that he accepted Christ in his heart and he uttered a sinner's prayer. As I read this, though, I can look at it and say it is imperative in order for me to be obedient to the gospel for Christ to be in my heart, correct? We're to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And where does our obedience begin? Romans chapter 10 and verse 10 says, For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, as I am looking at this, I'm looking at it from that perspective, is that with the heart we believe, but then we confess Christ and we obey Him. So, since Jesus came into my heart, hence, note what we have done. He says, I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. When one loves God, as I would read and understand this song, as I am singing it as a Christian, not necessarily the way in which he is looking at it as a composer, but as a Christian, whenever I have obeyed the gospel, allowing Christ to govern my life, hence the more then that I read and study from the Scripture, I am able to understand the Word of God, and I am now able to work towards a relationship and a home in heaven with God. Verse 2, he says, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. I thought of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and verse 16, that those who are children are not children of God, are no longer to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So I've ceased from wandering and going astray since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, and here's a significant part as to why I say I look at it the way that I do, and my sins which were many are all washed away. I'm mindful of what we read in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and following, concerning the fact that we are buried with Christ in baptism and we are raised to walk in newness of life, hence since Jesus came into my heart. And then he says, I am possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure since Jesus came into my heart. A passage that came to my mind as I was looking at it again from the angle that that we are singing it as Christians is 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things I write that you may know that you have eternal life. And then you go on, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure since Jesus came into my heart. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's in Christ that we are able to look at life from a whole new angle, a whole new perspective, hence allowing those dark clouds to go. Verse 4. There's a light in the valley of death now for me since Jesus came into my heart. I'm reminded of what Paul wrote of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 and following, where he says, O death, where is your sting? O Hades. And in that, identifying very clearly that as Christians, we do have hope in death since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see since Jesus came into my heart. Oftentimes we talk about poetic language. And in this series of or section of the song, I would consider this to be more poetic than literally our being able to cast our eyes upon it. But through hope and through faith, we are able to look beyond to the city that God has prepared for us in heaven. And then we go on to verse 5. I shall go there to dwell in the city I know since Jesus came into my heart. I am happy, so happy, as onward I go since Jesus came into my heart. As I was reading and considering the last stanza or verses there, I'm reminded of what took place with Philip teaching the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 and following, we have the discourse presented before us. And as you read from the context, and Philip approaches him, the man is studying from Isaiah 53, how that Christ was led as a sheep to the slaughter, but yet he opened not his mouth. And he asked him, he said, do you understand what you're reading? The man was a religious individual. He was considered by many a proselyte at the gate. They'd been to Jerusalem and now they're returning back to Ethiopia. And yet at the same time, he was not in a true relationship with God. Philip, the scripture says, began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as a result of him teaching him about Christ, he taught him also about baptism. Why do I say that? Because the eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? And Philip goes on to explain, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And the eunuch, from his heart, no doubt, Romans 10 and verse 10, made that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Philip commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he immersed him, buried him in the watery grave of baptism. And the scripture says that he came up out of the water, and the Spirit of the Lord caught him away, that he saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. As we were going through the school of preaching, I remember Brother Charles Brown sitting in his class, and we were studying from the book of Acts chapter 8, and we were studying the context of what I just presented before you. And Brother Brown said, you know the song that comes to my mind whenever I read that? Oh, happy days. By all means, that man had reason to rejoice, and today as Christians, we have reason to be happy as we go on through life, knowing that there is a reward for us in heaven. Therefore, I say, if we sing this song, we need to think of it from the perspective by which I presented it tonight. Also, though, be ready to answer those who might challenge and to say that we are singing it from a denominational perspective, is that we accept Christ in the heart and hence salvation is given. But I believe the context of verse 2 shows us is that my sins were many, they are now washed away. Baptism was a part of what this individual presents, I believe, in this as a means of redemption. So in that, I would suggest, and if you've got concerns with what I say, by all means, please come and talk. I'm by no means an authority of this other than what I go to the Scripture, which is our authority, in that I could have missed something in there, and if I have, it's certainly an oversight. But from what I read and study of this, conjoined with what I presented from Scripture, I would say that we can sing with that understanding.